A government-appointed expert group has produced two reports recommending a series of reforms to Ireland's firearms licensing system. The Firearms Expert Committee, chaired by Solicitor Emma Maher Neville, was established by Minister for Justice in June last year to examine the current approach to licensing guns in Ireland. And another report is out there as well, recommending a number of changes in relation to this. With me on the line is Aisling O'Brien of agriland.ie. Aisling, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. I don't know how I'm supposed to concentrate now in firearms licensing. All I can think of is a lovely breakfast.
Well, yeah, it's a tough battle at the best of times, indeed. But whether the rashers are undercooked or overcooked, how well done are these reports? And what sort of changes are they talking about in terms of licensing firearms, which is a very, very serious issue, obviously, and one in other countries has gone badly wrong, but thankfully, kind of up to now, well managed in Ireland?
Yeah, well, according to estimates, Gerry, there are over 200,000 firearm certificates currently in force across the country, so quite a large number. And this committee, as you said, was set up by the Department of Justice. It's under the remit of Minister of State James Brown. He's responsibility for law reform. It comprised, as you said, of Solicitor Emma Maher Neville, who chaired the committee. There was a representative of the Garda Síochána, another representative from the Department of Justice, and two non-governmental ordinary members who had experience in firearms. Now, they're serving in an advisory capacity looking at firearms matters, as you said, and they heard from a number of expert witnesses during the course of around 9 meetings, including from the National Parks and Wildlife Service, experienced licensed officers from the Gardaí, the PSNI as well, and they heard further submissions as well that were made to the committee. So they did note there was unease around public safety concerns about firearms, and they said that had to be balanced with the concerns of the shooting community, and they noted that the vast majority of the shooting community possess their firearms in a responsible and safe manner. So as you said, two reports have been published and furnished to government, and they contain a suite of recommendations. And it's important to note, I suppose, the recommendations came from the majority of members in some cases, so there wasn't consensus on all of the proposals. And one member of the committee actually indicated to the chair that he was withdrawing his support for following one of the reports being submitted. So definitely not all peace and harmony on the committee. A few interesting recommendations to note, Gerry. The committee said that they recommended the introduction of several different types of firearm certificates, which could include but not be limited to areas such as target shooting only, limited hunting, shooting wildlife certificate as well was another recommendation. They kind of didn't go as far as to specify locations and purposes for which should be included on a firearm certificate. And they didn't recommend that a limit should be applied on the number or the types of firearms that a person may hold. But they did say that the legislation should be amended that would align the security arrangements required when a person owns a significant number of guns with those of a registered firearms dealer. They also said it should be explicitly clear to certificate holders that firearms should only be used to hunt on land on which a person or their club, their gun club, has permission to shoot. And they noted that some landowners out there may only provide verbal permission maybe for shooting, but they said it would be preferable if a written permission would be given, so it could be verified by Gardaí that the hunter was complying with the Wildlife Act.
Yeah. And obviously the level of training as well as talked about, understand, in terms of first-time applicants and others, how confident they need to be before they get a licence.
Absolutely. They said that first-time applicants for all firearms should be required to undertake appropriate training. This is an interesting point to note, and they said that there should be a graduated approach to the licensing of first-time applicants, I suppose similar to the driving test when you're a learner, and then after you pass your test, you have a novice learner sticker put up on your car then. And they said that first-time applicants should be taken through the introduction of a provision. They should introduce a provisional firearm certificate for them. So it is interesting. There is a lot in these reports. They said that gun club membership should be required when a firearm is sought for the purpose of recreational hunting or game shooting. And they also recommended that hunting and game clubs should be subject to authorization by the Gardaí. And, you know, a more uniform approach, as you said, taken to determining an individual's competence in the use of firearms, which is very interesting as well. I suppose, look, the legislation is being kept under broad review. That's what Minister of State James Brown told the Dáil very recently. This issue was raised by a number of TDs who'd raised concerns. He said that there was no immediate plans to amend the regulatory structure in this area. And AgriLand also spoke to some gun owners who said that they'd been left sidelined in this entire process. The Firearms Users Representative Group, FURG, which is an umbrella group made up of several groups of gun owners, firearms dealers and hunters, said it had serious reservations about this process. And they actually criticised the way that the committee was set up, how it came to its recommendations, and they said there was a lack of proper engagement with gun owners. So okay. Not without controversy, these reports.
No. And we'll keep an eye on it. Finally, briefly, Aisling Macra na Foirme are marking 80 years since their foundation in Athy by marching on the Dáil. They'll be there at lunchtime today.
Absolutely. Would you fancy a 79-kilometre walk over 16 hours?
I'd need a big fry after it. Anyway, that's for sure.
You absolutely would. You'd work off the calories. Yeah, members of Macra, they've taken to the streets. They're walking from Athy, where Macra was founded in 1944, and they're set to arrive at government buildings early this afternoon. They're going to present 8 issues to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. Those issues, access to affordable housing and cumbersome housing planning guidelines, disjointed and sparse healthcare services for rural communities, the government's definition of a family farm is under the spotlight, no recognition or engagement by government on a farm succession scheme, a lack of planning for future rural communities, imposition of quotas on young farmers availing of grant aid support, lack of public transport for rural areas, and proposals to re-wet large areas of rural Ireland. Those are the 8 points that are going to be raised by Macra when they eventually make it to government buildings. But fair play to them all. Play to them all, because that is not an easy walk to undertake.
Certainly not. And we'll see what they have to say when they meet outside the Dáil later on today. Aisling, we'll leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks very much for taking us through those 2 issues. That's Aisling O'Brien there, right, with agriland.ie. We've more on the way.